Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of June 2019. Apex Court has directed the Puducherry government not to implement decisions having financial implications which could be taken during the cabinet meeting on the 7th of June 2019 until further orders. Calcutta High Court has approved the termination of a pregnancy having a period of 25 weeks on the finding that the fetus had congenital defect. This court, while following a division bench judgment of the Calcutta High Court in Suprana Devnath vs. State of West Bengal, held that Section 3 of the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, 1971 will include a case where there is congenital defect which would not be conducive to the health life of a child if carried to term. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Lucknow has ruled that the income received by the assessee by subletting a warehouse for commercial purpose would be taxable as income from other sources and not under the head income from house property under the income tax law. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has held that the element of personal use has a significant role to play while granting depreciation on any vehicle under Section 32 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Karnataka High Court, KHC, has upheld the validity of Amendment of Rule 4 of Karnataka Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education Rules, 2012, while holding that education under Article 21A of the Constitution is a fundamental right, but petitioner students have no right of admission to private schools, as long as the government schools, local authority schools or aided schools are available in the neighborhood. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea seeking a stay on the release of Salman Khan star Ur Bharat, which releases on the 5th of June, 2019. The court also further punished the petitioner Vikas Tyagi for involving the media before listing the plea. It observed that the petition was just an attempt to grab a little limelight and that it was premature as the film had not been seen yet. Delhi High Court has rejected a notification under the Make in India program, which provided preferential commercial treatment to Indian-built ships. The court further observed that the Merchant Shipping Act, 1958, under which the notification was issued, was not concerned with the place where the ship was built, rather it was concerned only with the ownership of ship. Bombay High Court has rejected the death penalty faced by a man as well as the rape and murder charge of a 4-year-old girl he had been convicted of in 2012. The court, while slamming the police, ordered the Maharashtra government to pay 10 lakh rupees to the girl's family for negligent investigation into the death of their daughter. Madras High Court has rejected petitions filed by Municipal Administration Minister S.P. Velumani and some government civil contractors to Gagaraparayakam, a non-governmental organization NGO, and its managing trustee Jayaram Venkateshan from making allegations of corruption against them. Delhi High Court has observed, while asking AAP government's Public Works Department to swiftly start road widening project at a key South Delhi traffic corridor, that public convenience and interest has to be given due weightage. Gujarat High Court has allowed an interim stay against an order passed by the Settlement Commission in a case pertaining to the law on black money, making it clear that those found with any undisclosed foreign assets will need to face a stricter law. Delhi High Court has observed that the judgment of a single bench that is sued for passing off based on a design registered under the Designs Act, 2000 to be not maintainable does not appear to be prima facie correct. Resultantly, this court has held that the single bench decision will not act as an example to bar for suits seeking relief of restraint of passing off registered design used as trademark trade address. National Consumer Dispute Redress Sal Forum NCDRC has held that a home buyer cannot be forced to forfeit any amount deposited with a builder in case he seeks cancellation of allotment of flat to delay in construction. It further directed Supertech to refund the entire amount of over rupees 1 crore to a buyer for delay of 2 years in delivering the house. National Green Tribunal has guided a panel to take groundwater samples and study the methodology of recharging it after an appeal alleged that rainwater harvesting structures built by the municipal corporations and other civic bodies were contaminating water. Delhi State Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission DSCDRC, while upholding the order of a district forum, has granted a Delhi resident 70,000 rupees almost 5 years after he ate a burger with an insect in it at a McDonald's India food outlet and fell sick. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission NCDRC has asked a real estate company, namely the Sherpcam Nabulbul and Estates Private Limited, to refund money to all home buyers who had invested in its Greater Noida West project, since no substantial construction took place at the site in the last 4 years since its launch. Delhi High Court has observed that once interim maintenance is sought by a wife under Section 23 of the Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act 2005, it cannot be denied to her unless she is gainfully employed drawing a salary. National Company Law Tribunal NCLT Hyderabad has finally accepted the resolution plan for Deccan Chronicle Holdings Limited, where lenders agreed to take a staggering 95.2% haircut to revive the debt-ridden media entity. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal NCLAT has stayed the liquidation order passed by the specific bankruptcy court against Gujarat-based Sterling Biotech. The lower authority has granted a stay against the liquidation of the firm in two separate petitions filed by its employees and Andhra Bank, a lead consortium lender of the company. National Green Tribunal has taken SUO Motu cognizance of a news item published in the Times of India regarding huge water contamination in the unauthorized habitations near Okhla landfills in Delhi. The color of the water has become yellow-orange and that the aquifers have been contaminated by the leachate.